That's Sleeping in Water by the Pretty Littles right there. You're on 2SER's Thursday Daily. Now, today marks Aboriginal Children's Day, dedicated to bringing awareness to increased amount of Indigenous children who are taken away from their families and also put in foster care or placed in juvenile detention systems. Now, today, the organisation Grandmothers Against Removals are protesting the poor treatment of Indigenous children by the government after the child abuse taking place at facilities such as Don Dale was made public last week. Jumbunna Indigenous House of Learning's Patty Gibson joins me on the phone on the way to a protest. Hello, Patty.
Good morning.
Thanks a lot for joining us here on 2SER. I believe you're in the car on the moment on the way to the protest.
Yes, no, that's right. We're hoping to get a good crowd there today. The weather's held off for us, so it's good.
Can you tell us a bit about the protest and who's organised it? What you're hoping to achieve?
Yeah, well, the research unit I work for, Jumbunna, which is at UTS, for about the last 3 years, we've been supporting a grassroots Aboriginal organisation called Grandmothers Against Removals. And at the core of that are women who have been through a terrible situation of having their grandchildren removed from the care of their families and placed in the foster care system. This is often a very, very brutal process. You know, it can involve raiding houses with police and taking children away. They get treated with really serious disrespect by the authorities, you know, who refuse to actually engage with the family. I mean, in a lot of cases where this happens, there may be a crisis around the care of the children involving the immediate family, the parents. But there is always family, more extended family, that should be engaged and brought into the process to try and, you know, minimise the disruption to a child's life and actually keep that child within its extended family network and within the care of the families. But that's not what we're seeing. What we're seeing is departments taking a very, very racist and aggressive attitude to Aboriginal people and Aboriginal families, pathologising them as the problem and seeing removing children from an Aboriginal environment as somehow being the solution to, you know, whatever problems those families are facing. So these women have put up a very strong fight over the last 3 years. We've managed to turn this into a national issue, getting a lot of recognition now, you know, from all levels of government, that there is a very, very serious problem. I mean, more children are being removed today from their families than during the period that's known as the Stolen Generation. So most people think this is something that happened in the past in Australia, but this is something that is very, very much alive today. About 10% of Aboriginal children in New South Wales are in the foster care system. So, you know, that's wow. The sort of the people that have actually organised this rally. But as you mentioned at the start of your show, you know, this particular rally will be responding to those horrific scenes that we saw on the Four Corners program of young Aboriginal children being tortured in juvenile detention facilities in Darwin. And this is a continuum. It's part of the same problem that we've been rallying about. A lot of these children are first removed from their family and put into foster care. The foster care environment can't control them, traumatizes them further, and they end up in police cells. They end up locked up. Actually, it's about 60% of the kids in Don Dale are actually in the care of the minister when they go into the juvenile detention facility. So both the juvenile prison system and the so-called child protection system, these are both continuing that dynamic that is very tragically has been at the centre of Australian life since colonisation, which is the forced removal of Aboriginal kids from their families, and we're coming out to say enough's enough.
It seems like a real systemic problem, and this is just continuing. It's something that it's a shame it's only just come to the fore with the Four Corners Project, because obviously it's been going on for a long, long time, and you've been pushing to get more recognition. But hopefully now maybe it's a bit more in spotlight and people will actually realise that there is a major problem going on. What do you suggest that the government does about this right now?
Well, I mean, you can go back. I mean, they've announced that they're going to have a royal commission into the abuse in the Don Dale Detention Centre. I mean, the truth is they've had inquiries into these, you know, issues for years now. They just don't implement the recommendations that come out of those inquiries because, that you know, they're politically challenging things to do for a government. I mean, you know, at the centre of the recommendations of the Royal Commission into Aboriginal Deaths in Custody, and at the centre of the recommendations of the Bringing Them Home report, which came out in 1997, you know, 20 years next year, both of those reports said, if you want to stop young Aboriginal kids ending up in prison cells or ending up in the foster care system, you need to take Aboriginal self-determination seriously. They spend literally hundreds of millions of dollars, if not more than $1 billion, every year keeping Aboriginal kids away from their families in these systems. What we are saying is that money must be invested at the community level. It must be invested, you know, there's always a leadership in any community that's very, very talented, that urgently wants to respond to the crises that exist in communities, but they are just systematically denied the resources to do so. And that's because, very unfortunately, governments view strong, outspoken Aboriginal community leaders as a threat. You know, they speak up about the truth about what has happened in this country, the genocide that founded this country. They speak up about their rights to land that continue to be denied from them. So, you know, we've got an unfortunate situation where the government, I think, would prefer for communities to be broken and for kids to be locked away and things like that, rather than actually empowering and seriously investing in those communities. So getting those sorts of outcomes, self-determination, community investment, turn around the poverty, put the resources in the hands of the grassroots where it's needed to solve these problems, that's going to require a struggle, and that's a struggle that we're continuing to wage.
Well, it sounds like you're fighting the good fight there. You're heading off down to the protest at Family Law Courts starting at noon today. Expecting a good crowd down there.
Oh, well, let's hope so. I mean, as you've mentioned before, you know, this has been going, you know, on for a very long time, these sorts of abuses. And this campaign has also been going for 3 years now, not to mention, you know, all of the efforts that have been made by grassroots Aboriginal organisations and people for years and years and years around these issues. So, you know, we're hoping that what we've seen on the TV with Don Dale is a bit of a breaking point, that people do say enough's enough, that people do start to, you know, take seriously the concerns and that, you know, and the initiative that's coming from the grassroots.
Yeah, I should hope so. I think it's in the public, it's in public's face, and when that happens, people start taking notice and remembering these things. Even if they do fade from the weekly news cycle, it's still always going to be the right there. So he's hoping that there's a bit more attention put on it. Look, thank you very much for your time this morning, Paddy. It's good luck with the protest down there today, and he's hoping that things can have some positive movements.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for the time.
Cheers. That was Paddy Gibson on his way down to a protest that's on right now. Well, actually, not right now. It starts at midday. It's down at the Family Law Courts at 99 Goulburn Street in the CBD here. He's from the Jumbunna Indigenous House of Learning, a part of UTS, and yeah, speaking about the protest and also about the Grandmothers Against Removals, which is a very interesting group. And it's interesting to know that there's still children being taken away from their families more now than ever. So it sort of seems like a very systemic problem that needs to be worked out from the grassroots, as Paddy was saying. But if you are interested in getting down to that protest at lunchtime, I think it's a good idea down at the law courts here in the CBD. You're on 2SER. My name is Mick. We have lots more to come in the show. A bit of an Olympics preview coming up very, very soon. And also talking about the SCA, the Sydney College of Arts, later on the show. Right now, though, here's some SPOD with Party of One.